What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Hello, wonderful people. I am Sunaina Nair, and I welcome you to the Keep It Alive series with a special series of conversations we will be having with leaders in the people's domain, constituting HR leaders, leadership coaches, HR strategists, and senior consultants who will help us understand various facets of leadership and people management, its challenges, primarily with respect to employee engagement, work-life harmony, and maximizing human potential. Our first such conversation is with Pratap Nambiar, founder and chairman of Thought Perfect, a Singapore-based firm providing coaching and mentoring services to CEOs. Pratap is a corporate veteran with over 35 years of experience across geographies and production services and has been into the executive coaching space since about 11 years now. Pratap has contributed to several thought leadership publications and is also a member of the KPMG Asia Pacific Management Committee as well as the Global Market Steering Group. In this conversation with my colleague Manoj Arvindakshan, he speaks on leadership, its essence and its common blind spots, and sheds some interesting insights on managing stress and time and how it's a challenge that almost every business leader grapples with. He also mentions how work-life balance is more about maintaining a harmony and how a leader is likely to influence his peers and subordinates at the workplace through his passion. Now let's get going. Happy listening.
We'll talk about managing time. And time is the scarcest resource, a manager's most precious resource. But it's a key issue for the business leaders. And I think you wrote an article earlier this year on key leadership disciplines. And I think you mentioned management, time management as being one of those key disciplines. Could you elaborate a little bit more on your thoughts on this?
Yes, in this last 11 years, if there are things that I have observed, along with managing time and interpersonal interaction and the kind of choices, the quality of choices you make, I mean, these are absolutely critical for leadership effectiveness and leadership success. Managing time is absolutely universal. It is almost every other leader that suffers from this challenge of what is the best use of my time and how do I make the most use of it? And they find it very hard to extricate themselves. They are passionate about the work they do, obviously, and so there is very little of themselves to go around. And it also comes from the fact that there is the belief that if anything has to happen well, I have to be involved, and therefore there is a limited desire to let go.
It's that controlling nature that you talk
about. The controlling nature that you talk about. And it's actually a kind of a catch-22 situation because some of my CEOs do tell me, saying, look, Pratap, we understand what you're saying. And I have let go and I have delegated, I have empowered. And all kinds of things have gone wrong because my people let me down. And when they let me down, ultimately, I have to pick up the threads myself. I have to go back into the trenches again myself, and I've got to rework it all. And why go through all that trouble? Why not I get involved from the start? So it becomes a kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy.
You have a couple of or multiple business interests. You travel extensively. How do you manage your own time?
Well, the first question to ask yourself, and I do ask this question to many of my clients who I coach because they do have issues related to time that they discuss with me, and that is, are you working to live or are you living to work? That's an important distinction. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that, and here I touch upon the concept of work-life balance because there is an assumption that life and work are two separate aspects of the way you live your life. It doesn't necessarily have to be so. In fact, I like what Jeff Bezos says, and he doesn't call this work-life balance. He calls it work-life harmony.
Yeah. Right?
So you can actually establish harmony between what you're doing and the whole aspect of even what Mahatma Gandhi said, when what you think and what you say and what you do is all in sync and is in harmony, that's the only time that you can find that you're happy. And it is this allocation of what you choose to do and what you choose not to do is the way you live your life.
And there are CEOs like David Solomon of Goldman Sachs and Emmanuel Faber of Danone, and a lot of people like them who are actually wearing their passions outside work on their sleeves. And they are not the typical, or you know, what you would expect the current Silicon Valley CEOs. I mean, they're very old school CEOs, but they are kind of creating a new trend. How do you think this is evolving, and how? You know, well,
there are different types of. I mean, Mark Schneider, CEO of Nestle, for example. I mean, for him, his job is his passion, and he doesn't feel in any way that he's holding back or that he's getting less out of life by giving more to work. On the other hand, there are people, one of my colleagues, for example, Mark Weinberger, of the CEO of Ernst & Young. I mean, he was always dedicated to his family. And for him, that was what mattered the most. And we've known instances of him giving up meetings or client meetings or what have you to go because he has a program to attend, or he has to take his daughter to some classes or what have you. And he doesn't feel any kind of guilt in doing that because he is dedicated and he knows what his priorities are and what gives him joy. And so he does what he does. And that is also another way of looking at it from the perspective of how the CEO, Marissa Mayer of Yahoo, talks about rhythm and talks about knowing what you're giving up. You know, what is important, what matters to you, what is close to your heart. And then working with that rhythm in terms of not compromising on those core values, which are very important for you. And so you stay true to that. Now, you can have people like the CEO of carrentals.com, that's Hendrik Kjellberg, who can bicycle 16 miles to work and feel great about himself. And he's able to balance his need for that kind of physical activity, which is necessary for him, and at the same time, not take away from the hours of work. So you find a balance. So hence the term work-life balance, right? Because you're finding the ability to balance your needs both inside of work and outside of work.
So do you think people like you know, the people you mentioned, Marissa Mayer or you know, the CEO of carrentals.com, I mean, these CEOs, their definition of success is different? They define success differently?
No, it's not that they define success differently. They are all governed by the same definition of success in terms of their professional goals, which is that they have to return the kind of investment that they have provide the return on investment for their stakeholders. So that is really what they are focused on doing. But while they are doing that, they are also looking after their own selves, their own inner selves. So then the question comes up saying, is the professional different from the person? In the last 11 years of work that I've done, I've come to the conclusion that you cannot really separate the two. It's like, you know, what Ram Dass famously said, wherever you go, there you are. You are everywhere. So your inner self, your inner being, who you are, whether you're at work or not at work, is exactly the same person. So you cannot create these two different personas and say, this is me at work and this is me at home. That is just fooling yourself.
But how important is it for people, and especially the senior business leaders, to switch on and off, you know, from their work? And because, I mean, the need to recharge and refuel themselves. Because if they're always turned on and, you know, switched on, and it must be taking a lot of mental energies.
And it, again, as I said, it all varies from person to person. There are some people, for example, who I know cannot focus or concentrate for more than an hour at a time. And at the end of 1 hour, they have to get up and they've got to walk around and they have a little golf club and a putting surface in their office, and they do something that just sort of get them to unwind a little bit and then get back again. I know people who, for example, at the end of half a day, practice mindfulness and breathing and prepare themselves for the second half of the day. It depends entirely on each individual's internal needs. If a person is evolved, so for example, my own case, I've been a corporate person, but I write poetry, I read, I find that I require this kind of expression. My creativity has to find an outlet. And this is the way I express myself. And when I do that, I have a sense of completeness and wholesomeness which comes to me, which then feeds into the other part of me, which also then begins to do very well. If I'm able to tap into my own energies and my own needs and how I can unwind, if I go to a theater, if I go and watch a play, or if I'm just out walking with nature, being with nature is a way of recharging myself, each person to herself.
Does it help to have some kind of a hobby or
an outlet. It is a way of expressing yourself, right? It could be just playing golf. It could be playing tennis. It could, you know, in an activity which is sport. It could be a team event.
Right now at Kohl's, take an extra 25% off top active brands, including Under Armour for her. Get Nike shoes for the family, $48.75 and under, and save on Levi's denim for the family. Plus, get limited contact store drive-up, and get even more for your wallet with Kohl's Cash. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. 25% off Under Armour ends August 9th. Nike ends August 8th. Levi's sale ends August 30th. Offers and coupons do not apply. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.